King and Maxwell, written by David Baldacci and read by Ron McClarty and Orla Cassidy.
Military police watching. Military police delivering a message. Stay away from the Wingos. They must have already talked to Tyler. Perhaps they were monitoring his phone, saw the meeting set up, and went directly to him. That would explain his sudden decision to have her and Sean stand down. She called Sean and told him what had just happened. "What do you think?" he said.
Jones sounded legit, but maybe all they told him was what he needed to know to deliver the message, loud and clear.
"Well, coupled with the stone wall I got at the Pentagon, I'm coming down on the side of this starting to look really suspicious. The question now is, what do we do about it?"
"We still have the German Mauser to take back."
"Michelle, they'll be watching the Wingo's house. They see us pull up. The next visit we get will not be from an MP delivering a polite, if tough, message."
"It's not like they're going to waterboard us, Sean."
"There are worse things than waterboarding."
"Name one."
"Maiming? Death?"
"Come on, this is our government we're talking about, and I can't leave it like this. And I don't think you can either. Tyler is holding something back. I really believe he needs our help, but he's been warned off too. I doubt even the Army can afford to have its personnel wait in snowy parking lots to dress down somebody they think might be taking advantage of a slain service member's family."
"I know. Something is off, way off."
"But you're right about the Army fence around the Wingos now. We go there, it won't be pleasant. So what other angle can we attack this thing from?"
"Well, if we can't get to Tyler right now, we can dig into his dad's background. Tyler said he worked at a company called DTI in Reston. We can start there."
"But if we go there, the Army will probably find out."
"We don't have to go there. There's this thing called the Internet. It has lots of information you can access from a computer. Maybe you've heard of it."
"Okay. You go tap your little keys. I'm going to do some real detective work."
Michelle was staring back up at the Panera. He said, "Like what?" "I don't want you to go off half-cocked. Finesse is needed here, not the charge of the Light Brigade. And didn't they get wiped out to a man?"
"Man" being the operative word. If they had been led by a woman, that slaughter never would have happened.
"So what are you going to do?"
"Talk to one teenager about another teenager, female to female."
Michelle clicked off, climbed back out into the snow, and headed into the Panera once more. She was going to find out how much Kathy Burnett really cared about Tyler Wingo.